if you are familiar out of east of Brazil, there are two houses, square brick, great big houses.
Yes. Yes.
One out close to Birch Creek, and mm-hmm. and one right there by the Great Dane Manufacturing Company.
Yeah.
The stairways in those houses, and the flooring and the woodwork and all was, I don't know about the flooring, but the woodwork was all black walnut. And the posts and the stairway, which went clear to the third floor, and this one, now I don't know about that one out there, but they were all hand-turned posts. And that's what I can't understand. They just wrecked this building and hauled this stuff up and burned it up.
Okay.
Instead of trying to preserve it and do something with it, uh-huh. it seems to me that it should have been preserved in some way or another.
We certainly lost out, as you no doubt know, in Terre Haute. We haven't managed to preserve all the buildings that have been worthy of it over there.
That's right.
But I think we're making some headway.
I think we are, too.
Over yes. there. And no doubt you are making some headway here, too.
Yes. We have wrecked a lot of old buildings in this town. And as you see, we're getting a lot of new ones now.
Yes. How old is this town, Mr. Sampson?
I'm just trying to think. I was afraid you'd ask me that date. I was going to look it up today and see.
I'm sure it's in the place names, all right.
I think that the town was originally, I can find out if you want me to call you.
No bother. No bother.
I think the town was originally settled long about 1825 or 26. I know we had a 100-year centennial back long about that time,
mm-hmm.
and then excuse me to mm-hmm. shut off.
Yeah. Time.
Brazil Centennial, Sesquicentennial, 1966.
Uh-huh.
Now this is the Sesquicentennial. So that would be Indiana Sesquicentennial. Yeah, that would be about right. 66. Indiana became a state in 1916.
Yeah, right.
That you probably know.
Yeah. Right, 150 years.
Yeah, 150 years. But I still think that Brazil, the date which I gave you on 1926,
right.
perhaps be about right,
right
on that. The city originated right here at Meridian and National Avenue.
Oh.
Which is just a square south or a square west of where I am. I have seen pictures. I don't know whether the Brazil Daily Times would have a picture or not, but I have seen pictures of Brazil the way it looked at that time.
Huh.
And the picture that I was looking at perhaps was taken. Well, I believe that it said that it was taken during the Civil War in this country between the North and the South.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows five covered wagons with horses. And a huge building down there, just a one-story, but a great sloping roof, which was a big blacksmith and a wagon shop. My father told me about that. But the funny thing, we didn't have any paved streets back in those days, and it looked like the mud was about 6 inches to a foot deep.
And National itself, the National Road was unpaved.
No, it was unpaved.
Utterly.
Yeah,
unpaved.
The National Road back in those days was just merely a dirt road, and you might say a cow path. Just, there wasn't enough traffic on it even to keep the grass out hardly.
Well,
people talk about Shady Lane, about 5 or 6 miles east of here, where you cross the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Yes.